Hello,
my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yeah, you're doing a survey regarding what?
This is a survey about initiatives in Maryland and about climate change.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, first, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very.
Very concerned. Thank you. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Yeah, I'd agree.
And do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grids, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Strong.
Strongly, thank you. Now, our recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the other plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. The first one is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
And would you say you would strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. The next one is improving electrical grid reliability.
Strongly.
Strongly support it or strongly oppose it? Thank you.
Strongly support.
Thank you. The next one is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Strongly support.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Strongly support.
Thank you. The next one is increasing access to public transportation.
Support.
And is that a strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Strong support.
Somewhat support?
Strongly.
Oh, strongly, thank you. And then last one for this section is expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? And here we have a scale. We want to know if you find these statements very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first one is, the communities who have contributed the least to climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Strongly convincing.
Very convincing. Thank you. And the last one for this section is, big oil and gas companies knew about climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
What was the first one?
Enhance your opinion of the lawmaker?
Yes.
Diminish?
Yes. Enhance.
Okay. Enhance. Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Increase.
Thank you. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
The second option, whatever that was.
Diminish your opinion?
No.
Oh, because we have, yes.
Just a second. I'm baking. I got to get something out of the oven.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, give me the options again.
Yes. Do you need the whole question or just the options?
Just the options.
Okay, enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
I'm sorry, read the question again.
Okay, that's fine. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
Enhance, thank you. And now, would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if those costs are passed on to consumers?
Support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Strongly.
Thank you. If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Definitely not Trump, so I don't know, probably Biden.
Okay, thank you. And, well, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your race? White, African American.
White.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.